This winter, a massive battery storage facility in Monterey County caught fire, forcing over 1,000 people to evacuate and sending a toxic plume of heavy metals across the region. On Monday, a grassroots organization called Never Again Moss Landing, or NAML, held a press conference to release the findings of its six-month investigation into the disaster. It alleges serious failures by Vistra Corp., the plant's Texas-based owner, and by California's utility regulator. A representative for NAML, an expert on energy technologies, Ed Mitchell, called out the California Public Utilities Commission.
The California Public Utility Commission failed at its mission to provide safe, reliable, and affordable public utility battery storage.
The January 16th fire in Moss Landing destroyed what was the world's largest battery energy storage system. According to the group, more than 4.5 million lithium-ion batteries burned, releasing thousands of tons of cobalt, nickel, lithium, and manganese into the air. Toxic metals were detected in soil samples as far as 46 miles away. Many residents reported falling ill in the aftermath of the disaster, with symptoms including headaches, sore throats, and nosebleeds. Owners of the facility, Vistra Corporation, which did not immediately respond to a request for comment, is now facing lawsuits over alleged failures in its fire suppression system. Facilities like the one in Moss Landing store excess energy collected during the day and release it as electricity into the grid at night. Presented as a step toward a carbon-free future, the implementation of this system received little attention or resistance from the public or from interest groups. But representatives from NAML say that the real goal for companies like Vistra is profit.
We are paying for all of this. We're paying for the solar panels on the roofs. We're producing more energy during the day here in California than we're using, which is great. The power storage people are buying that energy from us for pennies on the dollar. They're putting it into these giant battery facilities, and they're storing it until night when there's no sun. And then they're selling that power right back to us for dollars on the penny.
Never Again Moss Landing has staged protests, hosted community events, and presented its concerns at public meetings. Its investigation, led by experts in toxicology, environmental law, and military-grade systems, outlines a number of alleged design flaws. The facility's batteries were tightly packed in a single building with no adequate containment system in case of a thermal runaway fire. Rows of batteries were just 5.5 feet apart. No drones were on hand to assist firefighters, and oversight was minimal. The group also blames the California Public Utilities Commission, saying it failed to issue basic safety regulations for battery storage facilities, even after 8 similar fires across the state in recent years. The California Public Utilities Commission declined to comment, claiming that they have an ongoing staff investigation. A representative from NAML called for the state to take accountability for this disaster.
The profit in these batteries are obscene. Obscene. The amount of money that these companies are making, and they're profit-oriented organizations, of course. We understand how our system works. But the state has relinquished its responsibility for the health, safety, and welfare of the public. That is absolutely clear, and they need to take it back.
Never Again Moss Landing is calling for the facility to remain closed until independent testing and stronger regulations are in place. It wants long-term health and environmental monitoring and says Vistra should foot the bill. The organization is also demanding full transparency from the company and stronger involvement from state and local agencies. Local officials have provided some support, but activists say broader response has been lacking, and they're urging media and the public to demand accountability. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.